Are we going to be okay, Bob? Are you okay? Like, are you up enough to do the show? You seem a little down.
I've listened to 14 Leonard Cohen records, albums, entire albums.
That'll do it.
Yeah. So that's been a little rough.
Yeah, when he passed this last week, I just thought, that's it. And then I realized, well, the year's not over yet. But then we lost Leon Russell.
Yeah.
So
Mose Allison passed away today.
Yeah, it's been a rough year.
That said, I brought to the table some uplifting stuff.
Okay. All right. So that's like what I did.
You did
last,
too?
Last show. Well, not oh, this well. Show. Last show.
Oh,
this, I did.
So you're going to depress me.
No, I've got a little. I got okay. a little bit of both. I okay. have a little bit of both. Right. But why don't you?
I'll kick it off if you give me the cord.
Yeah. Times are tight. We still can only afford one cord to plug into our computers to play this music.
We have a cord.
That's right. Things could always be worse. Well, at least we have a cord.
I'm going to play this song. It's called If You See My Enemies. And this song is by a group called Rubble Bucket.
Take them down.
Yeah. Oh, just the opposite. This is Alex Toth is a trumpeter in Rubble Bucket. They're a Brooklyn band. Big, wonderful sound, right?
Yeah, I love this.
And one of his mantras, he said, over the last few years has been a Dalai Lama quote. And it's been, our enemies are our greatest teachers. The lead singer in the group is Kalmia Traver. And she went through a battle with cancer. And Alex told me, he said, when Cal got cancer, it forced me to confront my alcohol abuse. I got sober. We both started eating healthier and exercising more and trying to reduce stress. And it was a huge awakening, and it strengthened our purpose as artists. And the practice of replacing fear with compassion is daily, and it's had a healing effect on us and hopefully those around us. And if we can stand tall in the face of bad, quote-unquote, bad things that inevitably exist, a powerful, positive transformation can occur. And he says, that's my hope for this country. And here's this song that I'm going to play for you, and I think you're going to feel better. It's called If You See My Enemies.
Don't fight.
been thinking a lot about how I got this song about 3 weeks ago and how different the meaning of the song is now than it was from last Tuesday.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So. Yeah. I like that a lot. And there's a lot of lightness in that song, but it's very fractured light, which is, I think, it strikes a good balance between those two worlds.
So that's Rubble Bucket. And they have an EP coming out in January. The EP is the same as the name of the song, If You See My Enemies. And 2017 around the corner.
You talk about how we need our enemies, or we live in this relative world where you can't really know how awesome something is unless you have the opposite of that. And it made me think of, you mentioned Leonard Cohen's passing and his song Anthem with the line, "There's a crack in everything." That's how the light gets
that's
in.
Gentle, yeah. Yeah,
that's how the light gets in. Great, great line. Well, I have a song that actually has changed meaning for me too in the last week or so. So much so that I'm not even sure what to say about this one. I can give some basics. It's by a singer named Elif Linz. She's a German-Turkish singer-songwriter. She just has this incredible voice. And she has a song called Fall Into Me, and it's a song she wrote for the Netflix series Black Mirror. I don't know how familiar you are with that. It's sort of a Black Mirror is sort of like Twilight Zone. It takes place in a world that doesn't really exist, some sort of future. And when I first heard this song, it just sounded like a twisted love tale to me. Like the singer in this, you hear her the words in the song, and she sounds like this unreliable narrator who is begging someone to just give her a chance and, asking them to trust her. Mm-hmm. Just trust me, and I know you'll come to see the beauty in me. And it just sounded like a relationship song to me. But, yeah, it's something that feels very different to me now. It's a dark song called Fall Into Me, and just close your eyes and see what you
not
think
if,
of this.
Not if you're driving, yeah. People.
If you're driving.
We've had this happen before.
I want you to close your eyes. Yeah. Close your eyes and see what you think of this. Elif Linz, Fall Into Me.
Mm-hmm. tired are your splendid soldiers? Tired are they? Here they go. Tired are your splendid soldiers? Tired are they?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, her voice is incredible. It's a very dark song, and then there's this beautiful voice sort of floating in all that darkness, and she says, "Follow me, I'll show you the way out of this place. Fall into me and drown inside me. I know you will see the beauty of me." But you don't really trust her at any point.
Yeah,
she's
saying
yeah. these things to you. You know? Eliv Lentz, she says she originally wrote this for an episode that was... of Black Mirror that I'll say it was about people who use social media for very nefarious reasons. And she wrote it for that show in that episode, but then she says that the song itself for her also took on some new meaning. And she says, and this is a quote from her, she says, "There are many young men in the world right now of all backgrounds and beliefs who are very angry and fight for a cause with a lot of violence, driven by a hurt buried deep within them, unknown and unreachable. I've been carrying a worry about this phenomenon with me for quite some time, and I do believe my pain and worries found their way into Fall Into Me, the song Fall Into Me." And then she adds, "I am raising a son after all."
Wow.
Yeah. Eliv Lentz. This was a one-off song she did for Black Mirror. The song's called Fall Into Me, but she did put out a full-length record that I completely missed back in June called Two-Headed Girl, and I've been spending some time with it as well. It's great, so check that out too. Eliv Lentz, A-L-E-V. Is the first name, and then Lenz, L-E-N-Z, Eliv Lentz.
I'm going to lift this up.
Do it.
The
Please.
Song, this song is one for the last week I've played over and over again. It's by Sin Cane.
Oh, yeah.
So Sin Cane is Ahmed Galab, and his band has gotten a bit bigger. The members of Antibalas are on this. They're a Brooklyn band, bass band, but they are inspired by the music of Fela Kuti, so big horns in this song. And there's a repeating phrase, and again, how music, it's like when you break up or,
yeah,
you know, all that, how songs just take on all those meanings, and that's just what keeps happening all week for me. And this song has a phrase in it. It's an Arabic phrase that goes, "Kulu shay tamam," which in Arabic, it means basically, we're all going to be all right.
Yeah.
And why don't I just play the song and come out and talk a little bit more about this, but I'm ready to be uplifted. You?
Yeah, from here on out, nothing but uplifting music for you, Bob.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's all going to be all right.
Yep.
That's in Cane, the music of Ahmad Golub and a nice big band. He wrote to me and said that times are tough, struggles have always existed in our lives, but hope, love, and the power of positivity helps us stay alive. It's what inspires me to wake up in the morning to make music and ultimately connect with people.
And that's beautiful.
The Sin Cane record is a follow-up to his 2014 record, which is a great, called Mean Love. The new record comes out. It's called Life and Living It.
That's appropriate.
Comes out February 10th.
Yeah. I believe it. I believe everything will be all right. And I'm going to have more music after this short break that is actually uplifting as well.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Blue Apron. Blue Apron partners with sustainable farms, fisheries, and ranchers to bring you all the ingredients you need to create incredible home-cooked meals. Ingredients come paired with an easy-to-follow recipe card delivered to your door weekly in a refrigerated box. Rediscover how fun cooking can be while enjoying specialty ingredients and exploring new flavors and cuisines. Get your first 3 Blue Apron meals free plus free shipping by visiting blueapron.com/songs.
I'm a fan.
I'm a fan of Blue Apron,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
yeah. Someone gave it to me as a gift.
Me?
Well, it was, I think, when I went on paternity leave for a while back. So I think you and the rest of the office gave us some, and it was really good. All right, these next words I'm going to say are words that will always make me happy. Ty Siegel has a new album coming out.
That happens all the time.
I know. So it's a reliable jolt of happiness. Ty Siegel has a new record coming out. I would think he is maybe the world's most prolific rock artist. If not, he's certainly up there. It's hard to keep track of all of the various side projects that he has going on, but I've counted at least 20 full-length records in the last 8 years. And that's his own solo projects with Fuzz. Yeah, White Fence. Sometimes he's a drummer. He had a record out this year with a group called Gogs, I believe it's pronounced. He collaborates with Michael Cronin a lot. He already put 2 full-length records out this year, and now he has another full-length record coming out in January. And when I say that, it sounds so comical, right? Like this is a joke, right? It's the Spinal Tap or something. But here's the thing. They're all really, really good. I can't think of a single dud I've ever heard from this guy. And he just keeps cranking music out at a breathless pace, and it's all so good. He just has this gift. Ty Siegel just has this gift for creating incredible grooves, great riffs, that I think managed to sound new and relevant and not just, you know, a throwback to an older sound. But he's done both acoustic records. He's done electric records. This new song from his new record is called Orange Color Queen, and it sort of straddles both those worlds, partly acoustic, it's partly electric. It's a love ballad, he says, called Orange Color Queen, and it's from his upcoming self-titled record.
Self-titled. He ran out of titles. Like,
that's it. I got no more names. I've got to go with Ty Siegel.
Wake me up before you go to the other side of the world that we all know.
Love this guy, Ty Siegel. He says he wrote this song, Orange Colored Queen, for his girlfriend.
Oh.
Says he's written a lot of songs for her, but he thinks this may be the best one he's written for. He wrote to us and said that, I travel around the world for a living and have developed a slight fear of flying. She's one of the things that makes it better for me to travel, especially when she's with me. She has orange hair and is my orange color queen. And it's from his upcoming self-titled record. This is actually his second self-titled record. The very first record, solo record he released in 2008 was self-titled as well. Ty Siegel, it is out January 27th. I always feel for people who tell me they're afraid of flying. Or it seems like the worst. It's just like, because you're kind of like stuck, right? If you really want to go somewhere, it makes it hard to see the world. You ever been afraid of flying, Bob?
I remember when I first had a kid. Everything seemed really frail, and I didn't like it. I guess I was a little afraid. It didn't keep me from doing it.
Yeah.
So I didn't have that fear.
Yeah.
Fear of flying.
Phobias they're just the worst.
Yeah.
You said you were going to do nothing but lift us up.
Yeah, I'm changing my mind.
We're going down.
Well, in that style of voice too. So I tried last week to bring a sense of humor. Leonard Cohen, we learned, died on Thursday evening, and on Friday, I had this brilliant idea to make, the name of his record is called You Want It Darker. So I had this idea to make You Want It Darker ice cream.
A photo of this. I wasn't in Friday.
Right. So we just got the darkest chocolate. I keep an ice cream machine at work. For those who don't know,
of course,
doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
And so we made the darkest possible colored chocolate ice cream imaginable, and it was really, really wonderful.
Yeah, it was almost black. I saw the photos. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I spent, as I said at the top of the show, the next bunch of days listening to every single Leonard Cohen album in succession.
Wow.
And that was a trip. I'm going to make my last choice a Leonard Cohen song that we already played.
All right.
Yeah, I want to play You Want It Darker in the spirit, which is a title track for his album, in the spirit of how the meanings of songs can shift and change. When this song came out, it was clear that Leonard was basically saying to the Lord, "I'm with you, my Lord, take me." He was ready to die, and now that he's passed on, I just think that anyone who missed this song, what an amazing craftsman he was, and like Bowie earlier in the year, knew that he was going to die and took that songwriting craft and talked about it. And I just think there's something so absolutely remarkable to be able to express the most difficult thing imaginable, your own passing.
Yeah.
So you'll be the one to lift us up. I'm going to play You Want It Darker by Leonard Cohen.
Dealer, I'm out of the game. If you are the healer, means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. Hey, nay, 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 nay. I'm ready, my lord. There's a love never in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker. We kill the flame. They're lining up the prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker? Hineni, hineni, I'm ready, my lord.
Leonard Cohen's final album, You Want It Darker, came out last month. It was a wonderful interview that Adam Cohen, his son who produced the record, did with Talia Schlanger of World Cafe. She's a new host on World Cafe, a great host. You should listen to that. It's really good if you haven't heard it.
There's also an interview that he did, I believe it's the last interview that Leonard Cohen did, with KCRW's Chris DeRitas. That's also on our website. Just go to the All Songs page or search on the NPR website for Leonard Cohen singing Hineni, Hineni, Hineni at the end of that song, which means here I am.
I'm ready.
And I can't imagine facing your own death with that kind of grace and serenity. And, you know, I think the song struck the right tone, too, because it's sort of a little dark. But I think there's some grace and beauty in it as well. It's not just grim. You don't just listen to it and go, oh boy, you know.
And imagine being that's your father and you're producing his final record. There's so much in this. You know, there's so many bits of music that come out, and a lot are just fun and friends getting together and doing stuff.
Yeah,
there's some that just need a little more special attention and. Oh, this record's that.
Yeah. Well, it was a little bit like that for the Bowie record for me, too, why it took me months to finally find a way into that record and really connect with it. And it'll end up being on my top 10 at the end of the year, for sure. Well, speaking of songs that are just fun and getting together with friends and everything, that's what I want to take us out on, a song by a singer named Lizzo. That said, this is also a song that, like all the others, has taken on new meaning for me in the past week. It's a song called Good as Hell, and it's from her EP that just came out last month called Coconut Oil. And it's just undeniably uplifting. Liz is a young singer. She's a soul singer and rapper from Minneapolis.
Great performer, too.
Incredible performer. And the song Good as Hell, I mean, I think it's ostensibly sort of a kiss-off song, a relationship song, or, you know, maybe a breakup song. But really, it's a song about picking yourself up and dusting yourself off, about drying your eyes and taking a deep breath and getting back out there and understanding that you're going to be okay. And it's just an undeniably uplifting song. Good as Hell from Lizzo, and that's what I'm going to take us out on.
Well, now, let's hope that this week is uneventful.
Yes. Peace to everybody.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Good as hell.
Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Good as hell.
Ooh, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yeah. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Change your life. You can have it all, no sacrifice. I know we did you wrong, we can make it right. So go and let